that our lives are impacted and changed. We have the privilege to bring to you the Word of God as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Wale Olaseji. Sit back, relax, and be blessed as you listen. God bless you.
It's the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Amen. That same God that advanced Moses and Aaron, in the year 2023, he will advance you. Amen. Men can make an advancement by themselves. There are certain level of progresses you can record by yourself. But trust me, children of God, when God gets involved in your matter, the dimension of advancement becomes stupendous. Number one is the depth of it. You say, what? Look at the quality of this advancement. How could he have done this by himself? The dimension of advancement that will wow you. May the Lord do for you this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number two is the speed of the advancement. You see, advancement are in levels. If it takes you 4 years to finish a BSc program, before you started, you didn't have BSc. After you finished, you now have BSc. That is advancement. But it took you 4 years. It took the same number of time as everybody. But when speed comes into things, okay, you do it faster than everybody else. In this year, 2023, God will grant you speed for supernatural advancement in the name of Jesus. So Samuel said, I have read the story of Moses and Aaron. The only way you can explain how a stammerer will be a public speaker is supernatural advancement. In the name of Jesus, that will be your portion. He said, it was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. All those things that you see Moses did, it wasn't because he was a prophet. Other prophets arose after him, and they didn't do what he did. Because in God, you go as far as you want. He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, that is your inheritance. So he said, make no mistake about it. Don't just copy the template of Moses. You may copy his strategy, but if you don't have the strategist behind the strategy, it will still not work. In the name of Jesus, grace is lifting you up this year. Amen. The second scripture I want to show you that makes us know that there are things men can accomplish by themselves, but when God steps in, the result is different. We read in Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Verse 7, for God is the judge. He putteth down one and set it up another. This scripture makes us know that no matter what effort a man that God is setting down puts into his work, he cannot go up. Amen? Say amen. Amen. No matter the effort a man puts in into what he's doing, if God is setting him down, his direction cannot be helped. God does great things for men. And you need to understand this. Psalm 113, verses 7 to 9. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. Ah, this is supernatural advancement, sir. Verse 8, that he may set him with princes, even the princes of his people. Verse 9, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Did you see this? The Bible says he raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy out of the dunghill. What you will see is the raising up. What you will see is the lifting up. But you won't be able to see that there are everlasting hands behind the scene commanding the progress. This year, everlasting hands will lift you up. Amen. God's great hands will advance you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to advance? To advance means to make progress. You are somewhere, a point A, you are going to a point B. Advancement is when you make progress towards your desired destination. Stagnation is the opposite, which means that you are remaining at the same spot. Backwardness and retrogression is even worse, which means that you are moving, but in the opposite direction. So making movement is not your prayer point this year. It is making movement in the right direction. Taking steps alone will not be enough as a prayer request. You need to pray that you will take steps in the positive direction. I see that happening to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Did you notice that when we read in Psalm 75, and the Bible says that he lifted up some and set some down. And I mentioned that no matter how much effort a man puts in, if God is setting him down, his direction cannot be helped. But did you notice I didn't say that no matter what a man does not do, if God is lifting him up, he remains up? That's because God can set aside protocol, but he rarely bypasses process. God does not do all that he can do. Can God do it? The Bible says God does all things. Nothing is impossible with God, right? But will God do it is another question. There are many things God can do, yet he will not do. Even though he can put a hold on protocol, but because by his principles, there are things that have to go through certain ways, he rarely bypasses process. For example, if I call one of us out now, a lady, and I say that in the name of Jesus, by this time tomorrow, you are carrying your baby. By this time tomorrow. The question is, can God do it? Can he do it? Yes. But the real question should be, will God do it? Even the birth of his son went through the process. God ensured that 9 months were complete. He can get his result anyhow. But will you be the person you are supposed to be if God bypasses process for you? So as we talk about supernatural advancement, we are not talking about breaking the process. It will break rules. It will break protocols. But it's not likely to break the process. Shout hallelujah. So when we say God will give you jobs that you are not qualified for, that sounds like a good prayer, isn't it? But there are some of those prayers, if God answers, we will have disasters. I am trained as an accountant. And then I come and say, Lord, this year, I want to get a job as a medical doctor. If God answers that prayer, and he can, can't he? If he answers that prayer, there are many lives he will put at risk. Do you understand? I am not trained for it. If God answers that prayer and I am made a medical doctor without the training, anybody that looks at me will say, this is a supernatural quack doctor. So God ensures that process is in order. The reason this is important is because in a year of supernatural movements, men need to have the right instructions. Instructions will ensure that you are in order. Instructions will ensure that your expectations are in line with divine power. Everybody say process. God goes through the process. It takes you through the process. Because only in processes are products formed. So that man God wants to make you to be, he doesn't just touch you at once and you grow up into spiritual manhood. It takes you through the process. God doesn't mind waiting until you grow, because that is what the process is about. Please understand, brothers and sisters, that some of the prayers you pray need to stop, because your expectation is that God will break the process, and that will make you a liability among men. But when you understand what you are asking for is for him to break the rule, break the rule for me. You have prepared me for this hour. I am ready for this hour. You have incubated me. You have set my focus around. Aright. You have given me the right qualification. Lord, I'm asking you to suspend protocol for me. And God will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us concerning Elijah, we see God granting him supernatural advancement. 1 Kings chapter 18. Look at what God did in the life of Elijah. God suspended the law of nature. Starting from verse 44, we are reading through to 46. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Look at verse 46. Many times you have read that, but you didn't pay attention. Please pay attention to what it's saying. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Shout hallelujah. Let me tell you the background of the story here. There had been no rain for about 3.5 years before now. Elijah shut the heavens with his prayers. And now it was time. He began to pray again that there will be rain. The king was there with him, King Ahab. And when he got confirmation from heaven that rain was coming, he said to Ahab, oh yeah, begin to prepare your chariot and move now. Because if you don't move now, the rain is going to stop you. So Ahab, with his chariot, began to move. Ahab, number one, moved before Elijah. Ahab, number two, had the equipment to move faster than Elijah. So everything was against Elijah. But all of a sudden, come and say all of a sudden, God introduced the supernatural into the competition. Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. It wasn't Elijah himself. It wasn't that Elijah was an athlete. God just gave him a competitive advantage. This year, 2023, God will give you a competitive advantage. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Don't forget, Ahab was on chariots. Don't forget, Ahab had gone ahead. So read it now with understanding. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, And he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab. Oh my God. Raise your hand to heaven and say, in the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord comes upon me. Say, in the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord comes upon me for speed, for supernatural advancement, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, how do you explain that? That those who have gone ahead of you, you catch up with them. And you are not just catching up with them, you are going ahead of them. Somebody is catching up this year. The Bible says, all your years that the cankerworm and the locust have eaten, I will restore them unto you. Now you're thinking now that I've already lost some years. I should have been married before now. Get set for a catching up. Amen. All the time you thought you have lost, God will restore them back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he's able to change times and seasons. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. He's able to change that in your favor. Such that all that you thought you lost, the Bible says it changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings. He setted kings. He given wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. I pray that in your favor, God will touch time and season. This was the supernatural advancement that Elijah experienced. You know what happened? When they got to Jezreel, I see Ahab looking at Elijah and say, Elijah, I left the place before you. I was on chariot. I was aware you didn't have a chariot. How come you got here before me? I see you getting there before them. See, many times our concept of result in life is all about walk, walk, walk. And there's a place for walk. God does not celebrate laziness. Paul said, he that will not walk, let him not eat. So there's a place for walk. That was why we shared with you earlier on about your goals. You need to walk at your goals. You need to be hard working. But don't let hard work alone be what you are thinking about. That is the same way Gentiles think. You want to write an exam. All you are doing is reading. You are not praying. You are no longer reading your Bible. You suspend anything that has to do with God. You say, I have an exam now. I need to read. It is true you need to read. But the question is, how are you different from the unbelievers? They also read, don't they? All they have is reading. Now, during your exam, you reduce yourself to an unbeliever just because you must pass. There is a competitive advantage. In your business, you say, please, this time I can't come to church. Sunday, everything, I can't come to church, this prayer. Say, why? You say, I'm learning some things about how to make my business grow. After I have finished learning and my business has grown, I will come back. No, that's not how to serve God. Because all you are doing is that you are saying, I want to run my business like an unbeliever does his own. But we have a supernatural advantage. It is the hand of God. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God comes upon you. Which, that's the story of Elijah. And that's the story of his own supernatural advancement. In John chapter 6 verse 21, number 2, we see the story of the supernatural advancement of Jesus Christ and his disciples. Now, you might have read this scripture before too, but I want you to now pay attention to what it says. Now, before we get to verse 21, let's read in verse 16. Let's start from verse 16. We'll then come through all the verses to 21. And when the even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the sheep, and they were afraid. But it said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. So you understand the context. Now let's read verse 21 within that context. Let's go, everybody want to go? Then they willingly received him into the sheep, and immediately the sheep was at the land whither they went. Did you see something there? No, you didn't see it. Oh my goodness. They received him into their sheep willingly, and a miracle happened. If you don't read it well, you may not see the miracle there. The Bible says immediately their sheep landed where it was going. That was what happened. They were somewhere in the sea, on the sea. There was tumult. There was a storm. And Jesus showed up. And they were afraid. And he said to them, don't be afraid. Bible says they willingly received him into their sheep. And the moment Jesus came into the sheep, there was supernatural advancement. They got to where they were going. All the storm, Jesus took them out of the storm. All the delay, Jesus took them out of the delay, because they willingly received them. In the name of Jesus, you are getting that supernatural advancement now. Yeah. You are here today. You have finished secondary school for years, but progressing is a problem. In this year of supernatural advancement, I see your scholarship coming. Amen. I see God opening the doors for you again. Because for the disciples, the moment they willingly say, Jesus coming into our boat, Jesus coming to the sheep, Jesus be a part of this journey. We have traveled alone. We saw the result. Now we want to travel with you. Let us see a different result. Immediately, they got to where they were going. In the name of Jesus, I see your journey hastened up. Amen. I see your just journey hastened up. That is supernatural advancement. God coming into the sheep and saying, your days of delays are over. God coming into your sheep and saying that the challenges you have had that has been making you to lose years, they are over. God is going to send somebody to you who is going to say, I'll take care of all your bills. God is going to send somebody to you who will say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to assist you. Listen to me. What you are looking for is available. It is in somebody's hand. What you are looking for is available. It is in somebody's pocket. What you are looking for is available. On the earth, not even in heaven. God just needs to be in that sheep with you. This year, 2023, speed is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. What do I need to do? God spoke to me the other Monday as we were praying, three things. And then as I entered the room, he added to it. And those are the things I'm going to be sharing with you today. Number one, be spiritually minded. Say with me, be spiritually minded. To be carnally minded is death. When you think like the world, you plan like the world, you move like the world, you do everything like the world, God cannot bless you with the mindset of the world. So he says, be spiritually minded. Let the Spirit guide your thoughts. Let the Spirit guide your lifestyle. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. To be spiritually minded is to start doing your things after the order of the Spirit. And that's the way God does his things. God says, give so that you can receive. But how do you do that? I have to give first before I'm praying that I want. You're asking me to give what is in my hand. Am I the one saying so? Or you see throughout the Bible. Elijah was sent to that widow. And the moment he saw her, he said, make for me first. And then we'll multiply what you have. Then the other widow said, what do you have in the house? Whatever you have in the house, that is where we're starting from. Hallelujah. So be spiritually minded about your giving. Be spiritually minded that you do not just drop your offering as if you are giving a beggar. You know, sometimes some people just bring their offering and then they just drop it. No prayer on the offering. No desire. That's not how to give something. You give it with honor and reverence. And as you are giving, you're saying, "Oh Lord, as I give my offering today, Lord, please accept it from my hand and multiply the seed sown." That is being spiritually minded. Being spiritually minded is that you realize that the world is not entirely natural. The contract you are bidding for, some of the competitors that are submitting their own, they are bringing it straight away from the altar of their idols. Some of them are bringing it from their shrine. You just type. Say, "Father, I'm not able to pray now." Then you type all the English. You go and submit your application with somebody who has soaked his own application for 7 days in the presence of his idol. Now you come and say, "They bounced me." How will they not bounce you? Because you are carnal. Everything, "Father, I have done my best. I pray you will anoint this work. I pray you will grant me favor. I pray that every eye that beholds this, they will honor him." God says, "That is my boy." Now he understands the law of the spirit. Shout hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said that the children of darkness, they are wiser in their generation than the children of the light. Because let me tell you, many of them are more spiritual than us. Only that they are following the negative spirit. But many of them are more spiritual. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Look at how the election is coming. Huh? Some people will just be campaigning alone all over the whole place. But others, they are going to the waters naked. Taking their bath naked. In fact, the other day we saw a video of somebody that went naked on behalf of another candidate. Those are the people you are dealing with. No wonder Paul the apostle said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." If you use your natural strength to fight against spirit, principalities and power, they will wear you out. Supernatural advancement is supernatural. It must be spiritually discerned. What you are trusting God for is possible, but you need to be spiritual to get it. They say, "Receive the Holy Ghost." You say, "I don't need it." That "I know how to pray." Ah, you know how to pray. When the Bible already says that, "For we know not how we ought to pray as we ought." You say, "No, I know how to pray." Then you get to the place of prayer. You say, "Father, the test I'm going for tomorrow. Tomorrow I must pass. Tomorrow as I see the question." He said, "Pray in the spirit." He said, "No, I understand what I'm saying. Lord, I must pass." Then you get to the exam hall the next day. They say there is no test. And the spirit said, "I was trying to tell you yesterday that there will be no test today." Hallelujah. Say amen. Or as a student, they have given you AOC. That's what they call it. Or what do they call it these days? Area of concentration. You didn't know that the lecturer deceived you. It just gave you something to make all of you fail. Because, you know, our lecturers in Nigeria, most of them are happy when you fail. They say, "No, since 1975, no student has ever scored an A in my course." Was that not what they told us? No student. When I was on campus, one lecturer like that, yeah, and they said, "Those that are brilliant among you will get a C. A penny. Those that are brilliant among you will get a C." The semester had not started. He has not seen anything. He already concluded that the best among us be a C. So it gives you an area of concentration to deceive you. And you are putting your head into it. The Holy Spirit says, son, leave that area of concentration. Let's fellowship a bit. Let's tell you something. That was how God helped me in my part two. It's year 201. That course was voluminous. But then the Holy Spirit directed me to where to read. When I read it one day. I read it from morning till I got to the exam hall the next day. It was the hand of the Lord that was upon me. I had never read like that in my life. I don't think I can ever read like that. It was not natural. I mean, I read from the day to the next day. We had the exam around 8 a.m. And I moved from where I was reading, took my bath, and went straight to class. It was not normal. I had a B in that course. A very strong B. Why did I say this? Konse polo do ma we. Ibi toka ni oyo. Praise God. Not the first time I heard that proverb. It was not said in normal Yoruba. See, we all do my way. Ibi kale yo. It's not as if someone that fails an exam is totally dull. It is that where he read did not come out in the exam. So you know what happened to me that day? Where I read came out. That was not the only time it happened in my life. I remember my interview for the job I'm doing now, where I'm working. We had a first stage, so I knew the people in that group. So one of them had their interview a day before mine. I was at home reading, preparing for my interview the next day. And the Lord said to me, call that person. I called and I said, what questions did they ask you today? Because that was what was dropped in my spirit. Of course, in my natural mind, my natural senses, what I also said to myself was that sometimes let's just obey the Holy Spirit. I already know that the interviewers are not stupid. They know that we talk to ourselves. They can't give us tomorrow what the same questions they asked today. That was what was on my mind. But because it was the Holy Spirit that said, call. I called. I asked him for what questions they asked. And he told me the questions they asked. So I dropped the call. I continued what I was reading. Then the Holy Spirit came again and said, you see, those questions he said they asked, study them. Sincerely speaking, I have to be honest, I didn't listen. It just didn't make sense to me that which dumb interviewer we asked the same question the next day. So I didn't study. When it was time to go for the interview, I went with the textbook of the subject. I got to the interview, it was delayed a bit. The Holy Spirit came again that, you this boy, study that question. So I studied the question. This time I listened. Again, sincerely, maybe not out of obedience, maybe out of the fact that I had read what I wanted to read. Okay? It doesn't hurt to know what I mean. This was about 20 years ago. I read it. Then it was my turn. They called my name. I entered into the hall. Hallelujah. When I got into the hall, they welcomed me. I responded. Then the introduction and all of that. Then the questions came. Hey! I almost entered the ground. It was the questions the Holy Ghost asked me to study. They didn't ask any of the questions I studied on my own. In 2023, I don't want to do it my own way. They asked me the question the Holy Ghost told me to study. Now, unbelievers will say all this, their Holy Ghost thing. Now, that I don't like them. I also don't like your style. In case you are watching me today, I don't like your style too. You are just naked like that. Just with your head alone. I've proven him over the years. Almost 30 years now of consistently speaking to me and directing me. I wanted to look at, to tell the man that, are you sure this is the question you want me to answer? I began to answer. The man said, put it on the board. I collected the marker. God was arranging every. I didn't know that even the put it on the board was part of divine arrangement. Now, those of you that know, you know I'm southpaw. I use left. So, I collected the marker. I started writing. I was so happy. The thing switched me. My body. I wrote and wrote and wrote. They said, okay. I still have more to write. It was so good. They said, we know you know it. I said, I know it. With all humility, I know it. Say, it's okay. We are convinced. They asked me to go. I thank them. Men and brethren, I almost started rolling on the ground. Obatogbo go for lemme. Now, with all, I confess before the Lord today, if not that the Lord told me, I didn't know the question. I would have failed sincerely. But that last minute read, I came out as if I was a lecturer. The Lord covered my shame. Do you know I knew that God set up everything? Later, one of the interviewers said to me, I know you. I said, how, sir? You are the one that uses left. So God even asked them to ask me to write so that he can impress on their mind. I guess I was the only one that used left. I see God rearranging your story. Amen. But you see, you can't say I want God, but I don't want to be spiritual. You can't want DSTV without the satellite dish. You can operate the terrestrial. You don't all those stations that will not be clear. You shake your TV a little. You know those change. But you can't have HD quality satellite TV or some of these channels without quality dish. It's not just quality dish, unobstructed connection. That's what gives clarity. What you are looking for in 2023 is possible, but it takes spirituality to get it. When the Lord wakes you up in the morning, we are, son, rise up, rise up, rise up. I want to tell you something. But I can't listen to anything. I already know the answer. You know the answer. Then you go there. You listen to what your competitor said. He said, I've dusted them. And for God to prove to you that you are stupid, you will start to talk. You will say it very well. They will be saying, wow, wow. You will come out and say, done and dusted. I finish work. Shut down, Abby. Then when the result comes out, it's given to your competitor. I did better than them. I spoke. Then you meet one of the interviewers and you say, you actually spoke that day, but actually there was something. We can't explain it, but there was something that just said you are not the one. The arms of flesh will fail you. Go and write that down. In 2023, the arms of flesh will fail you. If we're going to have supernatural advancement, the type you cannot explain by logic, it requires spirituality. You are too carnal. You don't want to fast. You don't want to study the Bible. You don't want to pray. Say all this, their prayer. I can't be in the church. We pray too much in this church. Really? Study the Bible. Say, we study the Bible too much in this church. Okay. Fast. We fast too much in this church. Once a month. What else? Everything that is spiritual, your body rejects it. If we announce fasting now, immediately your tongue will begin to play piano. everything is configured to repel spirituality. You just want to explain everything using nature, using Aristotle and Plato. If you want to be a philosopher, go and be a philosopher. Here, we are spiritual people in the kingdom. Shout hallelujah. And the Lord says to tell you in 2023, be spiritual. Let him speak in your ears. Don't be ashamed to say the Lord spoke to me, to wait on him. Don't be ashamed to be a believer in your office. Now you don't even bring Bible to church again. You use your phone. Say, is Bible not on phone? But you and God both know that it is your guise to hide your Christian identity. Don't do things like a natural man. Be spiritual. Come and say, be spiritual. Number two, be kingdom minded. Be kingdom minded. God puts as priority those that put him as a priority. No wonder he says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Everybody says, seek first. Again, to seek it second is not acceptable. I'm seeking, but it is second. Seek first. Let that be your mindset in 2023. With all humility, since I was a student, I began to seek it first. First, ahead of every other thing. I learned very early in my Christian life to be patriotic. You can't see a GTB staff using the key holder of UBA. You can't be working in First Bank and be using the diary of Zenith. If you take it to your meeting, from meeting you are going home. The president of Benz is probably not going to be riding a BMW. It's called patriotism, brand loyalty. Be kingdom minded. This is where I am. We are not apologetic about it. They say in Yoruba, Omali, lo joko ni bitati, lo fowo si juwele babe, right? What that means is that it's only a bastard that is sitting where they are scornfully mentioning the name of his father, in another word. In 2023, if you belong to Zion, you can't sit down where they are mocking God and you are laughing with them. You can't mock God in a laughter and pray to him for results and expect him to have results. The pattern Jesus taught us is to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is kingdom reverence. Even Jesus honored him. Go and read. Every time he prayed, he said, my Father. That is reverence, sir. Rara o. Iwa ma tele bashu bashu. Nibi ta wa angeli tin tele jeje. That means that you will be treading anyhow where the angels are treading cautiously in the name of prophetic revelation. Any revelation that makes you to treat God as your equal will kill you. Angels tread cautiously before him that is called God, but you will be behaving anyhow. In 2023, put kingdom first. In your giving, let your giving be kingdom. Let your priority be kingdom. Let your love be kingdom. When you begin to see God and the things of God as your priority, trust me, it will be different in your life. This is what God says to tell you. That was why in December we had our annual convention. We called it what? Thy kingdom come. You begin to say, Lord, I am for you. Now listen. I decided very early that when God blesses me, I'm going to bless people. Are you with me? I decided very early that Ferrari is not the first thing, or all of those things to satisfy myself. I want to be a blessing to humanity. Till Jesus comes, we'll continue to be that. This morning while I woke up, I was praying. It was part of the thing we mentioned to God. We are still here. We are coming in the footsteps of our Father. When I heard what Bishop Oyedepo does annually to be a blessing, that's not church, family, to be a blessing to others, I said to myself, we are just starting. When I'm his age, in the name of Jesus who owns today, I will be doing what he's doing. Or probably even more. Listen, let kingdom be your desire. As long as I'm alive, all these missionaries, I'm going to take care of them. Don't say, all these people that will not work, they are just following God. Are you all right? If you can't do, leave them. God will call them. He will take care of them. If you want to do, do. Have you forgotten that he called the Levites not to work? But you look and say, all these missionaries that don't want to work, they are just preaching. Can't they be preaching like Pastor Wale does? He has called everybody to do different things. He sent me as a spy into the marketplace because there are some missionaries they won't allow there. Amen. So he said, I should go there as an accountant. So I arrive as an accountant. They check my credentials as an accountant. They bring me in. And then they find out that all the things they are doing is no longer working. They say, the weapons are not working again. The charms are not working again. Who did we bring in? Then, who are you? I'm an accountant. Where are your credentials? These are my credentials. Is there something else? I am an accountant. When they turn around, they say, Le broko, she broko, freak again. They come back and say, who are you? I am an accountant. God must have some of us there so that the works of the devil will be destroyed. But if God can put in your mind to assist some people, assist missionary, be kingdom minded. I see God helping you. Number three, be prophetically minded. In this year, be prophetically minded. Now listen, it doesn't mean that you should start going from pillar to post looking for a prophet to speak to you. That's not what God is saying. He said to me, be attentive to my voice. That is what it means to be prophetically minded. Be what? Moses said, if you will not go with us, we are not leaving this place. Lord, what are you saying on the subject? Can I tell you this? Many of you say, God doesn't speak to me. But listen, the reason you don't hear from God is because you don't ask God to speak to you. That's why it is called seeking the face of God. What's it called? It means that as you seek, you will find. For unto him that seeketh, he finds. The reason you have not been hearing is because you have never said, Lord, on this subject, speak to me. Lord, talk to me. Raise your right hand right now and say, Lord, in 2023, please speak to me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is it. He said, hear my voice. Seek to hear directly from him, not from prophets. You know, Kenneth Hagin Senior said some years ago, very early in the morning, he was ministering in a particular city. And so in the night he slept, and very early in the morning, they put a call through that a call came for him. So he picked the call, and the person on the other side said, sir, I'm just calling to say, to ask what the Lord is saying. You are calling to ask what the Lord is saying. That's what some of you also do. You easily fall into errors that way. But you can wake up in the morning, wake up 5 a.m. and say, Lord, I thank you. And this morning, what are you saying? Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, speak your word to me. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have been interested in what the Lord is saying very early in my Christian life. Many times to hear what God is saying, number one, you need to kill the noise that is around you. Bishop Oyedepo said you can't be in the midst of this noise and make news. Too many times you have to kill the noise around you. It's too much. Number two, you have to silence your flesh, which means that you need to find a way to be fasting regularly, to wait on the Lord. You see how spirituality comes in now. It will silence your flesh, and then the voice of the Lord will become clear. You're about to put your money in an investment, and God said, don't do it. You're about to take a decision about who to marry. You just say, I like him. I like him alone is not a novel. Are you with me? That's how some people have married witches. I like her. She's so beautiful. Some of the people that come from inside the water are very beautiful. Huh? You carry them home and then problem begins for you. Lord, speak to me. Be very prophetic. You know, sometimes you are praying in tongues. You're praying in the spirit. And, you know, English, Yoruba, or whatever language you speak, just pops in. Be attentive when you are praying. Because sometimes you might be able to know what you are praying about. It could be God's way of directing you. Supernatural advancement won't come in everything you are doing. It will be in something specific. And God may be telling somebody, you know that thing you have been doing all this while, I'm not in it. Stop it. This year, I want you to pick this up. And the moment you pick it up, boom, God blesses it. Somebody's career has been changed in the health quarters. He needs to change it on earth. If you don't change it, vibrating prayers will continue. If you don't change it, it will look like God is not answering your prayers. That's why you need to be prophetic. Lord, what are you saying? When I first received Jesus, I didn't know about this part. I knew about the Bible, teaching, reading, righteousness, personal holiness. But I didn't know about depending on the Holy Spirit to give direction concerning my life and the people around me. Until I began to learn about the Holy Spirit. And you too, you can learn more about the Holy Spirit. It is not something that only pastors know. You say, Pastor, my dreams come to pass. Why don't you pray this year, Lord, direct me in a language that we understand. Direct me in the path you normally speak to me through. And he will begin to direct you. He will show you about your mom. That sickness on your mom's body, that is a secret that God wants to show you, but you have never inquired. David said, and I inquired of the Lord. Even in the Old Testament, where it looked as if they received per second, men still had to inquire. You have never inquired. You just sit down believing that the moment you close your eyes, you are the only one on earth that God will leave everybody else and come to you. No, men pressing unto the kingdom of God. Shout hallelujah. Be prophetic. Come and say, be prophetic. It means that you need to exercise your dominion mandate. All around you, there are too many negatives. You need to stand up like a Deborah. In the name of Jesus, as I travel this journey, I come back in peace. Now, when you begin to pray like that, somebody says, you know, in the past, you will say, Lord, bring me back safely. Lord, bring me back safely. And that's prayer. You should still do that. But you are now exercising authority. In the name of Jesus, I'm unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, I crush anything that stands in my way. God said, my son, don't wake up. In the past, he wanted me to do everything for him. Even when Jesus said it is finished. Now, it looks like he's taking responsibility. Can you see the difference? Father, bring me back safely. And that is good. There's nothing wrong there. But now he's saying, in the name of Jesus, as a son of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, I go in peace, I come back in peace. Nothing stops me on the way. I am unstoppable. God says, my son is growing. That has been prophetic. I see God helping you. I see God anointing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Then it says, be prompt. That was the other part he added to it for me. He said, be prompt. Don't delay. The opportunities are not always there. Say with me, be prompt. Read Bonke, blessed man of God. Before he died, I used to listen to him a lot. One of the occasions, an interview was granted. He said, one thing with him is that when God speaks to him, immediately jumps into action. Immediately. Bible says concerning Paul, he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Don't delay. I remember one year like that, I was driving from Abuja to the southwest here. And while driving on the road, a discussion came up with someone in the car. I felt an urgency in the spirit. Do you know what I did? I looked for a good place on the express there and I parked. Picked up my phone. Called the person. Are you interested in this? He said he was interested. We began to make the move. God granted success and today it is done and dusted. Why? Even on the journey, we packed quickly to attend to it. I pray that you will not just pick divine signals, but you will be able to pick divine urgency in the name of Jesus Christ. God said, go and meet that person. You say, I will go later. Now, you went later and met that person. You see, anything you do that later, you're on your own. You have missed the timing. God said, wake up now and pray for this person. He said, Father, I just slept. I've told you not to be disturbing my sleep. Then you went back to bed. Then when you woke up in the morning, you said, okay, Father, I can now pray. You now started to pray. Well, God looked for another person. Because God said, it's a principle for him. He said, I look for somebody to stand in the gap. He knows what to do, but sometimes he wants somebody to stand in the gap. So he called somebody else. Now you prayed in the morning, but sorry, it was not the same intervention. You missed that intervention. The opportunities are not always there. God said, yeah, quickly, son. Quickly. Study this thing now. It has happened to me so many times in my life. The Lord said, study something. I studied it. Do you know what happened? The next day. I can count how many times. The next day. It happens in church. They bring a question. It happened in my office. They brought a question. This is how you do your thing. By the time I finished talking, I sounded like a pro. But if they had asked me that question 2 days before, I didn't have a clue. These are the things God has designed for our blessings. He said, I should tell you that 2023 will belong to those that are prompt in their obedience. 2023 will belong to those that are prompt in their obedience. Give food to that man going. Quickly give it. Not everybody that appears hungry is hungry. Some of them are made hungry for your blessing. He that feeds the sparrow will feed them if you refuse to feed them. After all, before they showed up at your door, they were eating. It was just an avenue to bless you. Then, I don't give the poor my food. Oh, really? Look in your house and give somebody. Say, all these people that are always wearing one trousers and one trousers all over the whole place. Why don't you buy them something? Be prompt to obey God this year. If he says, dance before me, dance before him. If he says, go and let your sons lay hand on you to pray for you, do it. What Elisha asked Naaman to do sounded so simple that he almost missed his blessing. You know what I found out? Instructions that sound simple are always easy to miss. Do you understand what I mean? Raise your right hand. Bring it down again. Father, what did we just do? You just embarrassed me before everybody. Okay, I embarrassed you. Yeah, no problem. Because it sounded, it looked simple. Raise your right hand and bring it down again. Put your hand under your armpit and bring it out again. Moses, Father, isn't it that? God, what? You see, the instructions that will bless you don't have to look difficult. It is in your obedience that the miracle lies. For the next 7 days, I want you to pray by 12 midnight. 12, not to sleep now. Okay, no problem. I'll pray for 7 days. I'll do it by 10 p.m. He said 12. He knows why he said 12. God does not always owe you an explanation for his instructions. In this year of supernatural advancement, as we begin to put all of these things together, I see God advancing us. As individuals, God will advance us. As a church, God will advance us. In the name of Jesus Christ. But we have to do it a bit differently. We have to trust him to do it.
We do hope you have been blessed by the word. This is Living Impact Christian Center, a place of the living and life-giving word. For further inquiries, counseling, and sponsorship details, visit our website www.licc.church or call us on 070-3807-7727. You're warmly welcome to be part of our weekly service at Vitafoam Building, 2nd floor, 23 Association Avenue, off Obanikoro bus stop, Ilupeju, Lagos. I give it to you, I give it to you. It's all yours. My life, my everything. I give it to you, I give it to you.